we pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mac and Gloria with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, an infestation of yellow crazy ants covering 22 hectares has been confirmed in the recent days. The ants spit acid, making them devastating to surrounding wildlife. They have also been known to disturb human activity by chewing through electrical wiring. Plans to treat the infestation were launched by the Whitsunday Regional Council in May, with a follow-up treatment anticipated in August. The council has predicted that the eradication process could take years to complete. This marks the third infestation in the Whitsunday in 4 years, with yellow crazy ants previously found on Hamilton Island and in Stewart Harbour.
Public pool entry fees across Brisbane will be reduced to $2 for both children and adults this summer. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner confirmed that the $2 summer dips initiative will be in the 2023-2024 council budget and aims to tackle rising living costs. He said that the cost of living has impacted people's access to recreational activities, and the price slash aims to provide all Brisbane residents with the opportunity to swim. The program, which will lower the cost of a family pool outing from around $20.15 to $8, will be in effect from December 1st to February 29th.
In national news, legal advocates say that the Aboriginal elders are far more likely to be charged with cannabis possession in what they claim is another example of police bias. A study by the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research investigated more than 38,000 cases where elders were found with a small amount of cannabis on their person, and discovered that police issued 12% of Aboriginal elders with a caution compared to 44% for non-Indigenous people. Managing Solicitor of the Aboriginal Law Service said that this study confirms that police are more likely to drag Aboriginal people to court even when they are legally eligible for a caution, so it's a self-fulfilling cycle of over-policing.
A life dedicated to service and paving the way for Aboriginal leaders comes full circle today as Carol Martin receives the Order of Australia Medal. Miss Martin became the first Aboriginal woman elected as a member of any Australian Parliament in 2001, when she was voted as the state member for the Kimberleys as part of the Labor Party. Miss Martin resigned from state politics in 2013, citing the need to spend more time with her family. However, she was encouraged out of her retirement to contest the federal seat of Durack in 2016. Miss Martin is being recognised for her service to the Parliament of Western Australia and to the Indigenous community as part of the King's Birthday Honours List. She said that while it had been hard for her to achieve under wraps, until today her family would be proud.
In international news, Scotland's former leader Nicola Sturgeon has been arrested as a part of financial investigation into the Scottish National Party. The police investigation is looking into what happened to more than £600,000, equivalent to $1.1 million, in regard to the funding raised by the Scottish independence campaigners in 2017, which was supposed to have been ring-fenced but may have been used for other purposes. In April, Ms. Sturgeon's husband Peter Murrell and the party's then-treasurer Colin Beattie were both arrested and then released without charge pending further investigation as part of the same probe. The SNP have been cooperating with police and will continue to do so. Ms. Sturgeon herself has made it clear that she will insist on defending her innocence.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy with a little bit of rain. It's currently 7 degrees, 17 degrees, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.